Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, the DP World ILT 20 is in sensational form. We are now into the second season. And so far, we've been fortunate enough to speak to a lot of the players and a lot of the sides. And joining us now, Neil, are a couple of the players from the Sharjah Warriors.
Well, that's right. It is the spin sensation, Mahesh Deekshana, joining us. Also, we've been joined by Shamal, the COO of Capri Sports. He's a former BCCI, former JSW Sports and an ISB alumni. Also a cricketer himself, and Nilansh Keswani. He is a UAE lad, and we've seen him turn the ball around and sitting next to another spin sensation here.
Yeah, welcome, gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining Kitch and Neil here this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to speak to you, Nilansh. I want to go to you first as a UAE cricketer. Must be a very proud moment for you to be able to play across Dubai, Sharjah, and Abu Dhabi, and be part of such a great tournament in your home country.
Yeah, I mean, obviously for us UAE players, it's a really good opportunity. I mean, playing in a franchise tournament with all of the best players around the world, and already you can see a lot of UAE players doing really great in the tournament. For example, Ishan Sharfu, Mohammad Wasim, Mohammad Rohit. So it's a good thing for UAE players. I mean, UAE cricket is improving day by day. So yeah, it's a really good thing.
Shamal, the question's for you. Sharjah Warriors previous edition versus this edition. Where do you think the change has come through? And we see, you know, the Warriors sitting at the number two in the table. What in the DNA has changed, or has it really changed?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. We got Mahesh Deekshana with us. helped us immensely. And it's not just his performances. I think people like him coming in, mm-hmm. was kind of striving for excellence, right? Trying to get as good as they can be to become international greats. I think that just rubs off on everyone else. I think there's a great bunch of people that we have this season. And as sometimes things happen, seasons or tournaments don't necessarily go your way, the way you want it. Doesn't necessarily mean that the players that we had weren't right or anything of the sort. I think this year we have a good mix, and I think people are gelling really well together with Johan, JP, and Westy. The coaching staff has also sort of ensured that the group is constantly sort of working together at the back end as well. And I think we're sitting okay at the table right now with half the tournament gone for us.
Well, Shamal, on that point with your coaching staff, you've got to Johan Botha, South African legend. He's played for a variety of IPL clubs and T20 franchises. What experience does he bring to the side, not just from a cricket, but also having worked through different franchises and understanding how to gel and unite a team that get together so quickly for a short season?
I think the biggest challenge, like you said rightly, is to get the team together within a short time frame. I think it's probably his approach that is, which is quite unique. He does have a very streamlined approach in terms of how he wants to go through the training sessions. And the communication is pretty clear with each of the players, so they understand what is expected of them. And I think that helps significantly. Having also the understanding of having worked across the world in different franchises, he has an understanding of different cultural mindsets, and that is very useful between him and JP as well. I think they've played enough cricket across the world. They've coached in different leagues. So getting an understanding of what may work, what may not work, that is very, very useful.
Mahesh, we've been talking about the cultural amalgamation of players coming in from different parts of the world. Shamal just mentioned about it as well. For you as a cricketer, and obviously with so much experience and being an international superstar, how does it work when you have kids like Nilansh in the same team, some youngsters in the same team? Do they come up and ask questions to you, or do they get scared and say, Mahesh is there, let me not trouble him or bother him?
Nilansh is all the time asking questions.
Knowing Nilansh, I knew that he is the kinds who will ask questions, but does it become easier when people ask questions, or do you have some quiet kids who don't ask questions and then you need to put your arm around their shoulder and say, hey, you know what, champ, let's do this?
In our team, I don't think there's no one like quiet people. Mm-hmm. Everyone is make sure, because they can teach everything from everyone and they can get better from everyone as well. And I think that is why we are in number two on the table as well, because we know how to deal with people and how the local players, from the international players, they like exchanging their thoughts and each and every time, and that's why we got better at from the games when we went, because we only won one game in three games. Then we had more conversations about what our strengths and what our weaknesses, so then we work for that. And that's why we got our results.
Two back-to-back wins.
When you look at your next match, you're coming up against the MI Emirates, the Mumbai Indians Emirates. They've been the form team so far. What are you going to be looking at doing to try and overcome these guys on Friday night?
I think for them, I didn't show their middle order doing really well. Just saw their top order, they just smashing all the games, and they only didn't do well in the last game, and they lost it. I think that is the main key for us as well. If we got first batters out, then we have a better chance.
Shamal, a question to you. You guys also manage and operate and own UP Warriors, the WPL side in India. How does the transfer of knowledge work across two such franchises which are equally new?
Interesting. I think because we can dive into such a depth of experience that comes onto the table when some of these players come over with us, or some of the coaches that join us, I think it's a learning experience every day for us. And I think we just try and reflect upon what we can gain from the likes of, say, our coaches, but some of the younger guys. I mean, people like Nilansh, it might be his first tournament in franchise cricket, but there's a lot to learn from youth and some and newer people in the setup as well. So we try and understand what is required for each person or each stakeholder in the setup, and we try and work from there. So that's kind of helping us, because we're new, we kind of get to learn from the best,
right,
but also have the option of taking a slightly contrarian approach towards the way we want to build things.
Does it also mean that you don't carry the baggage of a bigger brand name or the legacy like some of the other teams or other franchises like, say, My Emirates or ADKR do?
Absolutely. I mean, they've done things for 15 odd years in the IPL and they've built franchises from ground up. We have the opportunity to learn from their mistakes and some of the things that they've done well. Like, look at Mahesh, he's been playing for CSK. I mean, we can tell without having conversations sometimes on what he prefers or what he likes, what kind of environment he's being used to with the great MS Dhoni, right? So how do we try and create an environment for that in a subtle way without actually being explicit about it? Can we try and facilitate that? That's what we try and aim to do. And if we are able to be successful with some of those things, I'm sure the results will come our way.
Well, one of the environments that you've already set for Mahesh is the color yellow. So he's happy, I'm sure.
That was the plan.
Well, Mahesh and Alashar, you might not want to comment because you're with the COO there, but we had some great performances on the field. Who's been enjoying life off the field the most with their time in Dubai? Care to share who's been enjoying the golf or enjoying the pool clubs the most?
I think Dickwell and Johnson Charles.
Well, that was a pretty simple answer. That seems like there's no question in regards to that, because I mean that's the appeal. What a lot of people have spoken about: the weather's always going to be great. There's not a lot of travelling, and in terms of flying in between cities that you do get in a lot of other tournaments, so you do get more downtime here. And do you think that does help to try and invigorate the guys together, because you can all go off and you can play golf or you can play archery or you can play any of those activities to help with the team bonding?
Yeah, absolutely. Because from in Dubai, it's always like 30 minutes to go to like anywhere. We can, because we just can do anything. They have the activities in here. So I think it's great, because for even from our hotel to the only for Abu Dhabi, just we have to go more than 1 hour.
Yeah.
So Dubai and Sharjah, it's like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. So I think from that also we can get maximum rest as well. Then because we had a lot of games in like the next 4 days, we have 3 games, so we can get more rest as well from that. So I think that is the best thing that we're playing in Dubai.
Nilansh, this one's for you. You know, you're a young lad with so many Instagram fans and followers already. The girls swooning over you. I see the female percentage growing by the day in your analytics of Instagram. Do these girls actually DM you now saying, "Can I get some tickets, please?"
No, as of now, no one's DM me apart from my parents. So
That's all right, Nilansh. Mom and Dad are not listening.
That's okay. So there's a great opportunity. What you're saying is, yeah, there's availability for free tickets if people want to see the big show.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
The only one who sort of spiked his hair is
yes.
I mean, I can tell you, I've watched Nilansh play for so many years here in the domestic circuit. He's a fabulous lad. But I want to see the transformation, Shimal, like you mentioned, you know, the spiked hair, you know, the chains in the neck, probably having like a bunch of tattoos for Nilansh also. Wouldn't that be like a super amazing transformation?
I don't know about that. He'll be the best judge.
I just like to keep it all simple.
Well, you guys are doing extraordinarily well. You got 3 wins from 5 games, and what a clash it's going to be Friday night at 6:30 at the Ziyad Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. What is billed as a top of the table clash? How are you preparing for this pitch? Are you preparing any differently for the three pitches across the UAE for each match?
I think in Sharjah, there'll be like less bounce, but in Abu Dhabi, I think it's better for batters, and hope because the boundaries are a little bit bigger also, and be for spinners, and I mean for the bowlers also, you can get something from them.
Mahesh, you mentioned about the Sharjah wicket. The Sharjah wicket, as compared to all the previous years that we've known Sharjah of, is a completely new square. They relaid all the wickets. From 6 wickets, they turned it into 8-wicket strip. There's some grass on it. All of a sudden, it looks like a different surface altogether. When you arrived here, did you see the surface and hang on, is this Sharjah?
For me, it's still the same.
No, is it the same?
Not anyone, for me, it's still the same.
Brilliant. Now this is incredible. You know, the efforts that have been put in are seen and visible. Two back to back wins, and we've got someone from the think tank here, man behind the team.
See, I think Nilesh has been hogging the camera to himself. We didn't realise that Johan Botha is sitting there with him as well. He's hiding away to the left of screen. Johan, thank you very much for joining us, hiding away there this afternoon, and well done on the success so far of the Sharjah Warriors. You must be proud of the boys at this stage of the tournament.
Thank you. Yeah, the guys have played really nicely so far. But that's only halfway gone for us in the tournament. So obviously in this tournament, there's some good teams. And, you know, we still need to win some games. It's, you know, no given yet. We would still like to obviously keep that form going and then get into those playoffs. And hopefully from there, we can go a bit further in the tournament.
In tournaments like this, where there are games coming in back to back, how important is the winning momentum? You've won two games back to back. Does that really help in taking the team to the next level, Johan?
It definitely helps. You know, if you just look at these last two, I think that middle game was obviously crucial. It was a close win. You know, if that doesn't go to plan, then it's a whole lot more difficult to come back the next night and try and do it again. But I certainly think that helped us going into the Capitals game. So, yeah, it's pretty much the same again. We've got four games in 6 days.
Yep.
And we need to start well on Friday night in Abu Dhabi and against a team that we didn't play so well against in the first round. So, you know, we need to try and correct that first of all and you know, put in a good performance and hopefully get 2 points and then we will shift our focus to the next one. But, you know, it's one game at a time. And yeah, as I said, we would just like to get a little bit of momentum going and have a good 4-game stretch, which is a big chunk of our tournament, basically in 6 days.
True.
So it's an important little bit for us. And, you know, basically this is make or break for our tournament, you know, 4 games close together.
Yeah.
You get that right. We in the playoffs before the last game, you don't get that right. You know, we've got some thinking to do and we've got obviously then games to win at the back end.
Well, we do appreciate the time that the four of you have shared with us here this afternoon live on Kitchen Neil Tosho. Shamal, Johan, Mahesh and Nilesh, it's great to have you on. Good luck on Friday night against the MI Emirates. And thanks again very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you
very much. TSB Talk Sport Business on Talk 100.3.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.